I write because I fell in love. I was three when I fell in love with a rhyming book called Bunnikin's Picnic Party. I knew it by heart. I revelled in the music and the rhythm, rolling the words around my tongue. I discovered that books can inspire terror when Bunnikin's gets lost in the woods and deliver the sublime satisfaction of a happy ending. When I learned to read and write, it was sowing seed in well-prepared soil because I was already in love with words. I read everything, anything I could get my hands on, and it was as natural as breathing to want to make these magical devices of poems and stories myself. We had a copy of Palgrave's Golden Treasury, and I obviously drank a deep draught. This is my 7-year-old poem called The Swan. The swan at eventide glides to the other side of the moonlit lake, of what poets spake. I was taken to the library for a fresh crop of books every week. Here was total absorption, a magic carpet ride to a million different places and times. I wanted to find out how to operate these machines which can speak so directly to a reader, miles or years away. I discovered that writing could spirit me away just as much as reading, but this time I was in the driving seat. Primary school fed my passion. We wrote compositions every week, fiction and non-fiction. We learned a poem a week, which each child in the class of 43 had to recite. I wrote a sanctimonious play, plagiarised recklessly from Little Women, which I and my friends were allowed to perform for the whole school at Christmas. Writing seemed to be something I could do and be praised for. It was pleasurable and it fed my ego. My secret crush on words was requited. It wasn't all about publication, though. I kept a diary every day from the age of 11 to 21, and nobody was allowed to see that. This was writing to explore what I thought, to manipulate words and find out what they could do, writing to fix memories, to make the transient more permanent. Perhaps writers are more aware of their own mortality than most people. I took an English degree. I worked as a journalist and TV documentary writer. I've written essays, articles, a pantomime, novels, short stories, children's fiction, and many poems. Writing continues to be about the pleasure of immersion in a creative act. Joyful surprises when language and imagination come together. Rare moments of almost magical inspiration. A desire to spark emotions and recognition in others. The need to capture the fleeting moment and the delight of playing with the lovely words. It's a love affair which I hope will never end.